Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Good morning. I'm Teresa Watkins. If you haven't checked out betterlawns.com's website, it's been updated. I've got articles on how I started gardening and what to do in your landscape for September. That's a really good list. And then also, too, there's going to be a Teresa's Garden bookshelf. So you can go online and see my bookshelves. That's only one side of them. I have four-sided library that I have, and three of them I think are all gardening books. So you can see my real bookshelf, and I will be recommending gardening books and resources for you that I have on my shelf. So thank you very much for tuning in today. We have a lot of phone calls and a lot of text messages, but if you would like to get in line, I would love to hear from you. You can call 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. One of the highlights of my week was getting the Plant Delights Fall Plant Catalog. Now, Plant Delights is a nursery in North Carolina. I absolutely adore them, and I love that they have all kinds of rare and exotic plants, and they have a lot of native Florida plants. I first learned about them about 10 years ago. I met Tony Avent at a regional meeting that he was having there at the nursery. And they actually, it was one of the first places that I ever saw Bartram's Ixia. And Bartram's Ixia is a native plant that's only endemic. That means it only grows in one area. And it's endemic to Clay County, St. John's County, Bradford, Duval, Union, Baker, and Putnam County, the seven-county area in northwest Florida. It is a beautiful little plant. And I also first saw the white sedge shooting star there, and that is also a Florida native. And it wasn't until I got back to Florida after that conference that I started noticing them everywhere in the ditches and all different kinds of places that I normally would not have recognized them. So plantdelights.com, they have a free catalog. The catalog is hilarious. Every page is a must read, and they're free unless you want to send them chocolate. Okay, their catalogs are collector's items, and I love mine. And so everyone is just a treasure. So now a new feature of Better Lawns and Gardens is my dirty word of the day. Let's go ahead and we'll play John Denver for you. Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling. There you go. So this week's dirty word of the day is annual. This is a definition for the word annual. It's called a plant that germinates, blossoms, and produces seeds and dies all in one growing season. And so that's not necessarily a year, but it could be a year to 18 months. They're common in environments with short growing seasons. And, you know, the desert plants are a good example. Cacti are a good example of annuals because they germinate and they flower right after rainfall. So many of our common weeds, wildflowers, and garden flowers and vegetables are annuals. Some of the Northern Garden Zone annuals can be grown here in Florida year-round or in different seasons than they do up north. So what I mean by that is, in garden zones 5 through 8, alyssum, delphiniums, foxgloves, geraniums, hollyhocks, pansies, and petunias, snapdragon stock, violas, and verbenas, they all are planted up north in the springtime. Not in Florida. Our mild winter weather from October through March is perfect to allow us to grow those wonderful spring northern annuals here in the wintertime. So if you live up north during the winter and you don't know what to plant when you come down to Florida, look for what you grow in the spring in Ohio and Michigan. You'll find them in the stores and in the nurseries. We have about 30 summer annuals that can take our heat and rainy season during the summertime. And then also the winter annuals, you know, you'll start finding them in October. You might start seeing them now, but I kind of would wait a little bit. September's still a little too warm to be planting our winter annuals to get them to last a little bit longer. Annuals provide a boost of color, fragrances, and butterfly resources for our gardens during our sunny and cooler periods. But they're also considered higher maintenance, more expensive, and they're shorter lived, so you should be planting them in smaller numbers than perennials or ornamentals, okay? You can plant annuals in containers, garden beds, hanging baskets, and window boxes. So that's the word annual, and that's what it means. You can find all of my dirty words that I provide each week, along with what to do in your landscape in September, and my design tips on betterlawns.com. Also, too, my newsletter in your backyard is coming out this weekend. If you'd like to receive it, it's free. No spam. I don't sell the addresses. You're private. You're all mine. Okay, I don't share you. And this month, I show you a step-by-step on how to change your three-tiered water fountain into a luscious succulent planter. You can go to my website, she-consulting.com, to sign up. So let's go to Kenneth. I think I have Kenneth Palm Bay. Good morning, Kenneth. How can I help you?
Yes, I have a fig tree. Mm-hmm. Last year, the leaves started spotting brownish black and then along the edges until it finally caused the leaf to come off.
Mm-hmm.
But sprung back up again in the springtime, but now it's doing the same thing.
Okay, so now that you know that you're getting it on a yearly basis, okay, so you're going to want to use a fungicide on it in the right about midsummer. I would start putting a fungicide on the fig trees, and that'll help keep the rust down. Fig rust is a problem with figs. So when you water them, how do you water them? Do you water them from the ground, or do you water them overhead sprinklers?
From the ground.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so it's basically coming from nature. And so in Florida, we have just a great trifecta of humidity, the disease problems, the host plant, and the pathogen. So it's just something that you're going to get every year. And when you do, so next year, you can go ahead and apply the fungicide. It's a little too late. They're going to start losing their leaves now, and so I wouldn't worry about it. Just make sure you're keeping it fertilized and healthy, and it will recover, okay?
And what fertilizer do I use?
I would use a blooming fertilizer, slow release. So anything that, you can use a regular 666 or 10-10-10. But, fruit trees really need those micronutrients. Now, I have Dana Venrick coming up in just a few minutes, and you're going to want to listen to him because I'll ask him how you should really take care of your fig trees and get him to give you a good fertilizer recommendation, okay? Coming up, we're going to be speaking to Dana Venrick, like I said, and he's going to tell us how growing fruit trees is not all that labor-intensive. His fruit trees are impressive, so you want to stay tuned. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Do you need help paying your past due rent and utility bills? Then you should visit OurFlorida.com today. This federally funded program can help you with up to 15 months of rent and utility payments. Listen to Robin Safley, the executive director of Florida's largest network of food banks.
Feeding Florida is a network of 12 food banks. Last year, we provided food assistance to nearly 4 million Floridians. We're dedicated to stabilizing families and empowering them to move forward. And that's why I'm excited about Our Florida. This federally funded program provides assistance for up to 15 months of rent and utility bills. If you've lost your job or had your wages reduced, you may qualify. Go to OurFlorida.com and sign up today.
Getting assistance with your rent and utilities is quick and easy. Go to OurFlorida.com. That's OurFlorida.com. Sponsored by the state of Florida.
As a Marine, Janie's team always had his back. As a civilian, when things got dark, they still did. Jamie was losing hope when he found the Florida Veterans Support Line. Connecting with his fellow veterans helped him get back on track. Now, he gets to pay that support forward as a veteran care coordinator. Call 1-844-MY-FL-VET. Confidential, 24/7.
Asking for help is hard. Call me. I've been there.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and I would love to hear from you. But right now, we are going to be talking to Dana Venrick, Quality Green Specialist at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. He has the coolest nursery. It is so clean and beautiful. He's joining us right now. Good morning, Dana. Thank you for joining us on Labor Day.
Oh, good morning, Teresa. It's my pleasure. I'm enjoying the great morning. I saw some bats flying around. You know, they help with disease control, too.
The bats help
insect control.
Oh, insect control. Yes, they do. And, you know, they're great and they're popular around Halloween, but the rest of the year they work very hard. And bats are great.
They are such a treasure to have.
One of my biggest requests in designing landscapes, Dana, is that people are wanting more edibles in their landscape. So a lot of people are going to be looking for nurseries that specialize in fruit trees, and you're one of the ones in Central Florida that provides beautiful fruit trees.
I really enjoy them. They are so special. I enjoy the flowers and the aroma and the beauty. Most of all, I enjoy eating the fresh, healthful fruit, you know. Keeps me good health for my age, you know.
I'm telling you, you look great. You look perfectly good and healthy. And I know it's out there working and digging in the dirt and, you know, moving all those trees around. So now
that's a healthy habit.
It is. As a quality green specialist, what do you enjoy about growing fruit?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I enjoy being out there and seeing the birds and the butterflies and all the pollinators and sometimes the animals. You know, I enjoy seeing the squirrels, even though sometimes they're a pest and they share too much.
Yeah. Oh no, they can be an issue, but I do enjoy seeing them too. They're kind of cute. So realistically, do fruit trees take a lot of time and care?
Oh, my gosh, you know, some of them take even less, you know, like persimmons, you just want to give a little fertilizer, nitrogen in the spring, and very little the rest of the year, and not too much worry about pruning. Others, you have to prune intensively a little bit more, like for peaches and stone fruits. But the main thing is, you know, you got to watch them when they start to have mature fruit, because that's when you get larvae and things like the birds start to attack them and the squirrels start to eat them. So you have to be a little more watchful, you know, when they start to have mature fruit. But other than that, you know, they're a joy, about the same as other plants. You have to be a little more careful. They give more attention to fertilization because they are heavy feeders because of the heavy bloom, and lots of fruit takes more nutrients from
sure.
the soil.
Sure. They're working harder.
Yes.
So what kind of conditions should your site have if you want to grow fruit trees?
Well, you want to have a well-drained situation. You want to have at least some direct sunlight during the day, at least filtered light. Some plants, you know, some fruit trees will take less light, you know, like, for example, Barbados cherries and Suriname cherries, for example. Others, you know, just need a lot more sun. Pineapples take very low light, too. But others, you know, you need a lot of light, like avocados and mangoes and pecans, things like that need a lot more light.
And they're a bigger tree, too. So, you know, you're going to need more.
They have a lot more room, too.
Sure. What about amending the soil? What do you recommend to help save labor in the future? What do you put in the ground?
I put in our well-conditioned potting soil. It's actually potting soil that we formulate ourselves. That's got compost in it. It's got composted material. It's proof for organic use. All organic materials in it, and it's well mineralized. All the minerals that the plants need to get off to a great start, and all the right ratios. That makes a big difference because that way you'll use less water, less fertilizer. You'll have a lot more microbes that really are your best friends in the soil, converting unavailable minerals to available minerals in ionic form that the roots take up. You know, like that's one of the keys, healthy soil.
No, I agree. And you'll need to fertilize less if you've got really good, organic, nutritious soil.
Well, absolutely. Your efficiency goes sky high, you know, with good microbial healthy soil and good healthy beneficial microbial life. It's amazing how much more efficient the uptake is because they just happily are working away, just digesting those minerals, and it just everything works better.
Wonderful. So now, do all fruit trees need pollinator trees?
No. Some, you know, like olives and nut trees like pecans, for example, they are wind pollinated like corn. And so you got to be careful. You know, you want to have wind pollinated plants not more than like 50 feet apart or you're not going to have very good pollination.
Right. And now, so, go ahead.
Now, plants, you know, most plants, though, need, you know, pollinators like bees and so forth. And you can go a little bit more of a distance, you know. In fact, you know, they say on persimmon you can have a distance of 3 miles, and the bees go that extra mile, if you will, to go pollinate the blooms of persimmons because it's such an attractant. It's like the fruit of the gods, you know, Diosporus in Latin is the fruit of the gods. That's what it means.
Oh, and it does taste good. So what about dormancy? Do fruit trees need a specific time of the year to be planted?
Well, you know, the best times I've always found were the fall and spring. You know, you might say it's sort of like the R months, like the oyster, when you eat oysters or so forth. September, October, November in the fall season, and then the R months in the spring are February, March, and April. They all have an R in them. But anyway, you know, in warm, rainy weather, you know, is good in Florida. Anything that's in a container, you can basically plant most of the year round. But things that are deciduous, like pecans and stone fruits, things that lose their leaves and go dormant in
right.
winter, or persimmons even, you know, best time is fall or winter.
Yeah, I agree, because they're already just they're just kind of chilling out and not even, you know, they're not trying to grow and do multiple things at one time. And so it's okay to plant them at that time of the year.
What's their bare root? You want to, you know, plant them just before spring, like February, March, you know, so they can
get off to a good start,
rooting and take off right away with the warmer weather.
Yeah, no, that's what I like to do. So what's the best fertilizer to save time and money?
Well, use one, you know, that has all your nutrients, you know, that the plants need in high amounts, like sufficient nitrogen, potassium. Make sure it has a little magnesium in it. and some of the trace minerals, particularly boron and manganese. We have a great 8011 fertilizer, has some phosphorus below 0%, but sometimes you have to realize that it's a short term. To be sustainable over a long period of time, you really need to follow up with a soil test, a complete soil test, and then fine-tune the fertilizer, because fruit trees are heavy feeders, and sometimes you'll even run out of copper and zinc and iron in the soil because they're such heavy feeders, even with the trace minerals. But don't overdo it.
Right.
That's for sure.
That's a really good tip. Don't overdo it, and always get a soil test. That's so important. So, what do you do for disease and insect control?
Oh well, we try to have healthy soil. We try to be best friends with our little friends in the soil. But we have for different things. We have like 20% vinegar. It's called Nature's Guide 20% Vinegar Weed Control for organic production.
Uh huh.
And that's wonderful to help save labor, too, because, you know, it just gets very old, you know, bending over all the time pulling those weeds, which we do mostly. We mostly pull weeds. Always we pull weeds in the containers. But, you know, outside, you know, around the grounds, it saves a lot of time and labor, and it's safe.
It is.
We try to be safe with everything we do. For insects, we have some great products that are approved for organic, like 3-in-1 organicide. We have a Fertilome triple action that controls insects and fungi. It has pyrethrins and neem oil. And we also use soap sometimes to control ants, you know, like Liquid Dawn. We'll drench it and repeat. Sometimes that foaming action will control them completely by, you know, like suffocating the ants.
Right. No, I appreciate that. I was lifting up a pot the other day there, and all the ants were underneath it. They were as happy as could be, you know, protected from the rain. And, you know, we needed to get rid of them. So, Dana, tell everybody where you're located in DeLand.
We're located at 335 West Michigan Avenue. It's only a short distance just west of the Stetson University campus. It's a very delightful area. And you're going to be amazed with the beauty of our nursery and all the great selection. We probably have the best selection of fruit trees in Central Florida. We work on that very diligently.
I think you do. So thank you so much for being one of our sponsors on Better Lawns and Gardens. If you're in Central Florida.
It's my pleasure, Teresa. Have a great day.
Oh, you too. Happy Labor Day weekend. You're going to want to check out Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. And that's at 335 West Michigan Avenue. And if you'd like to go to their website, you can see it too as well, qualitygreenspecialist.com. All right, so we're going to come back with your text messages. I have a lot. And also, too, you can give me a call at 1-888-455-2967 or text me at 23680. If you have a gardening question, I would love to help you with it. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Anxiety is more common than ever before. It's one of the top mental health issues of our day. So much so that sociologists have nicknamed this the age of anxiety. Author Max Lucado describes anxiety as a meteor shower of what-ifs. Anxiety and fear go together. King David found that his intimacy with the Lord was a way to combat his fear. It didn't prevent him from being anxious, but staying close to the Lord helped ease his worried spirit. In Psalm 16, he said, "Because the Lord is at my right hand, I will not be shaken." Anxiety is a very complex issue, but one reason it is so prevalent is because we often turn away from God. He created us to have a growing inner peace that only comes when we have peace with God through trusting Him. Don't turn away from God. Like David, stay close to Him. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-531-1550. That's 800-531-1550.
Paid for by U.S. Med.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. If you'd like to give me a call, we can take you 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. I want to thank everyone in the South Florida area. We'd love to hear from you, and you can call me with questions relating to plants in South Florida. We have a lot of great listeners in Port St. Lucie, Bradenton, Fort Lauderdale. Just a big shout out and a good morning this morning. Let's go to text messages. So my first one is this the time of the year okay to put in a small patch of St. Augustine 8x5? She wants to reduce the size of her bed of plants. And yes, the good thing about Florida is that you can lay sod any time of the year. So not a problem. Just go ahead and put it in. You'll have no problem whatsoever. Thank you for the text message. So now I have good morning. I have avocado trees that have been in the big 50-gallon containers for about 3 to 4 years. I fertilize them and everything, but she wants to put them in the ground. When is the best time to put, and it says him, but I think she means them, in the ground? I'm going to suggest that you can go ahead, and it just depends on where you're. Oh, this one was in Apopka. Melissa found out. So it was in Apopka. You can go ahead and put them in the ground now, and that will be fine. I wouldn't do it too much later than the end of September, or you just might as well wait until next spring, because we're going to go through, you know, some freezes in the wintertime. And if we go past the end of September, we're getting into that 3-month establishment period where they may be more susceptible to freezes or extreme weather. So go ahead, and if you can do it now, do it now. Water them in well, get them off. You don't need to fertilize them. And then you can, if not, then wait until next spring and put them in the ground then. Okay? Thank you for that text message. So now I have a text message about fertilizing crepe myrtles and azaleas. Does it go on top of the dirt on the lawn, or should she dig it in? And thank you for your text message. It just depends on what you have on top of the ground. So I would say if you have really thick layers of mulch, then I would kind of just pull the mulch back and, you know, put the fertilizer down, apply a slow release fertilizer down. You don't have to worry if it's liquid fertilizer, but slow release, I would pull it away if your mulch is very thick. Now, if it's not, then just putting it right on top of the ground is fine. It will eventually make its way into the ground, and that's okay. So depends on what kind of mulch, how thick it is. And if you're comfortable just moving the mulch aside and putting it in the ground, that's fine. This next one, I have a lot of text messages. That's great. So the next one says, hello, I have 3 indoor peace plants that haven't put out their flowers in over a year. The leaves keep growing, but no pretty white flowers. The pots are big enough. She changed out the soil a few months ago. She waters once a week. Some leaves turn brown, and I trim off the brown parts. Has indirect light. What is she doing wrong? And you're not doing anything wrong. Now, what I would suggest is it doesn't say anything about fertilizing. Okay. And again, you know, plants do as much as you let them do, or, you know, you can make them do. If they don't have the nutrition to grow leaves, produce flowers, and produce roots, keep the roots going, then they're going to just pick one. And growing leaves is the easiest thing you can do. So I would use an indoor blooming slow release fertilizer like Osmocote, Dynamite, you know, one of the slow releases for blooming fertilizers. Now, what that's going to do is it's going to give them a little bit more phosphorus, and it's going to say, we want you to concentrate on growing flowers. Okay. So because you changed the soil, that's good. And watering it once a week, it may not need that much, but you know, if the leaves are looking good, you're say they're turning brown. So I would just ask if it's crinkly brown or a moist kind of brown. And it may be that you're watering too much. If not, if you're not watering enough, if it's crackly brown, but they definitely need a good dose of you want to use slow release fertilizers. Okay, that's the one that I recommend. I use quick-release fertilizers for something that I want instantly, like my annuals and my vegetables. Other than that, slow-release fertilizers are the best. How are we doing? We're doing good on time. So the next text message is, what is the best way to control Virginia creeper in established azalea bed? And that's from Ken in Jacksonville. And so, Ken, thank you so much for giving me your city, because that really helps. Really, right now, I would just definitely... Virginia creeper is really easy to get out, and you know, I would pull them out of the ground. They usually have a deep root system. Because it's in the azaleas, I'm going to just recommend that you do hand pull, do some labor, and get it out. I would not use an herbicide on it. So let's go to Beverly in Tallahassee. Good morning, Beverly. How are you?
Hey, Teresa. I'm well. How are you?
I am great. Thank you for calling in. How's the weather up there?
Well, we're having our typical summer where it's hot, muggy, and rains for a couple of hours every afternoon. So we get about, we've been getting about an inch and a half of rain a week, which is why we're so jungly up here. But there were a couple of things I wanted to mention to you. One is we didn't really get storms from the hurricane, but we did get after rain.
Yes.
You know,
those
like
bands. Yes.
And I knew we weren't going to get the hurricane, the thrust of the hurricane, because the hummingbirds didn't leave.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like, yeah, every time the weather gets dangerous, I mean, you know, a hummingbird weighs a penny, so they could get blown to Kansas if they don't get out of here. But the hummingbirds have stayed. We've got baby bluebirds flying around. I think I emailed you about that.
Yes, you did. And they were great.
And the gentleman who called about the crepe myrtles, I have noticed that this year, for whatever reason, the crepe myrtles they bloom late, but they haven't bloomed as vociferously.
Yeah,
they haven't. They're usually everywhere, all over town, and it's been a little bit light, so maybe he shouldn't worry too much.
Yeah, I don't think it's a worry. I think maybe the rain has a lot to do with it, too, as well.
Yeah, we've had odd weather. And the other thing is the crepe myrtles bloom on new growth, so he might just want to tip those little dead seed pods from last year, and they'll sprout out newly. But and then the last thing I wanted to say is the figs are coming in now. You know, they come in late.
They are.
That's... Yeah, they come in. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, no, I appreciate that about the tips of on the crepe myrtles and cutting off the dead seed pods. I got to run here, Beverly, so thank you so much for calling in. Call back again. And, you know, if you have a gardening question, you can give me a call at 888-455-2967. You can text me at 23680. Dennis, hang on. We're going to get you. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Have you written a book? You can become
become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
And good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Happy Labor Day weekend. Let's go to the text messages. I said one of the ones is, what are your recommendations on how to transplant a feijoa tree? A feijoa tree is a pineapple guava, and they are beautiful plants. They have silver leaves, and they do have fruit on them. They do produce a little pineapple guava that is delicious. The trees are pollinated by mockingbirds. And so how I would root prune them is root prune first. Okay, you dig around the outside of the root ball and dig down and cut them and let that feijoa try and go into a little mini shock, so that it starts to produce new roots when it's under stress like that. And then I would wait 2 to 3 weeks. You want to water it well so that, it can absorb that shock. And then after two or three weeks, then you would go ahead and dig your hole of where you wanted to plant it and then pop it right out of the ground and into that hole very quickly, and then water it well for the next month to 2 months. And so you just, watering is going to be the key to getting that to transplant well. All right. And I wouldn't fertilize it when you put it into the ground. But once you see new growth, you're going to know those roots have established and you can fertilize it. So I always recommend root pruning with a large shrub or tree before you move it. All right. Let's go to Dennis in Lake Nona. Good morning, Dennis. Thank you for your patience.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for being here this Labor Day weekend.
You're welcome.
My question is in regards to fertilizing of my lawn. I heard you mention to the gentleman in regards to slow-release fertilizer for his plants, that spraying it, you know, it would leach out. My concern is I have a service, and all they do is spray. They spray on my lawn a liquid fertilizer, and my concern is when I see the invoice hanging on my door, it'll show me what time they came, and I noticed the past 2 months it's been in the afternoon, and it's been after or they've come prior to a torrential downpour. Not a sun shower, an actual torrential downpour. Where's all that fertilizer going that they just sprayed on my lawn? Is it not also being washed away?
It certainly is. How does your lawn look?
I would say it looks hungry. It's not as green as you would expect it to be for having a service that I'm on a premium program, so they come once a month. Now, I know they alternate shrubs 1 month, lawn 1 month.
Right.
But you would think it would look greener.
Yeah.
I've got guys in the neighborhood that do their own, and their lawns look better.
Yeah.
Now, I know John up the street, he fertilizes with Grandeur.
Right.
Each time.
Well, I definitely do recommend slow release fertilizers for lawns because it's long term and it doesn't wash away as easily or leach out as quickly as quick release. And so you're going to get more benefit from it. And it may seem to be a little bit more expensive, but in the long run, you're getting more efficiency out of the nutrition, out of the fertilizer. So definitely slow release twice a year, once in March, the beginning of April, and then the next time it will be coming up is September, October. And you want to use a 15-0-15 fertilizer. And, you know, you're going to save a lot of money if you do it yourself. Or you can have John come up the road and do your yard for you.
Yeah, right? That's actually a great idea.
Have him show you how to do it. And, you know, you can do it easily yourself. And you're going to see your lawn, you know, recover nicely. Now, you know, during the summertime, your grass, too, also with the rain, is going to need a little bit more nutrition. But you can spray an iron-only product on it or, you know, apply an iron-only product, and it will green it up without telling it to grow. So we really don't recommend a fertilizer during the summertime as much as, you know, in the springtime and in the fall.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I really do appreciate all that helpful information.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling, Dennis. I appreciate you calling. So thank you, and have a great Labor Day weekend. Let us go to text messages. And the texter says, is cast iron plant a good shade ground cover for the winter garden area? And I will tell you that cast irons, you see them a lot in beds and in shaded gardens areas, and they don't always look so good to me. They do need moisture. And so if you've got really sandy soils, even though it's in the shade, and they don't in the water, you don't hold on to the organic material, doesn't hold on to water very long, you're going to see them, you know, not be as pretty looking. They're going to be a little brown tipped and you know, just not be their best. So cast iron is good as long as you have really organic soil, good organic soil in underneath that shade, and then you're not too close to the tree trunk, because the tree trunk is going to that shade tree is going to take the water and the nutrients, and so it's going to be a little deficient. I'd move them out a little bit further away from it so it's not right up smack dab next to the trunk of the tree. So I guess it would just depend on your soil conditions. So that's what I would look at if you want to amend the soils. I like to keep my cast irons in a pot where they can get watered and they have the organic material there and they look good. All right, so they definitely do well in the shade. But in the ground, it just depends on your site conditions. So that I would just look at that. And so I got a good word, a suggestion for a dirty word of the day. So thank you very much. You can send me your dirty word. Well, no, we don't want you to send us your dirty words. Give me words and let me, I'll make them up there. Lizzie's giving me the wink of the eye there. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so when do I put out weed and feed and I have terrible dove weed and I can't kill it? All right, so this is the thing, is that last week we did have a dove weed issue and text messages, and I did not respond to that, and I just want to say I would. Dove weed is very hard to get, and it's one of those things that you definitely have to stay on top of. It's a weed that kind of looks like St. Augustine grass, and it is it's very thinner, but it's very hard to get rid of. You can use atrazine on it to get rid of it, but you pre-emergence are the best way to do it. So you're going to want to stay on top of it. You can put atrazine on it at the end of this month with a weed and feed on your St. Augustine. And then if you want to in the springtime, use a pre-emergent. That's going to be your best bet. Also, too, you're going to want to make sure that you're bagging your clippings, because once dove weed starts to go into dormancy, it produces seeds, and those seeds will come back next year. So you definitely want to make sure you're bagging your clippings. Don't put your, compost your clippings into your ground. Bag them. That way you're going to, bag up the weeds, too. It's going to take 2 to 3 years to get it under control. Use your pre-emergent in September and October, and then again in, I would do it in February and in March. Okay, always follow the label. That's important. So dove weed, I stress for you. I understand how bad it is. So then we said, do I fertilize now? No, let's just wait another 3 or 4 weeks. The end of September, first part of October is the best time to fertilize, and the plants, the weeds right now are stronger than the grass. They're going to withstand the heat and the stress of the fertilizer. But at the end of September, October, they're going to start to decline. And they're going to be easier to get rid of. I want to thank our guest today, Ed Thralls with Orange County Extension, with really great tips on saving labor and our health in the garden. And then also Dana Venrick, Quality Green Specialist Nursery in DeLand. If you're looking for beautiful fruit trees, you're going to love Quality Green Specialist. And so I really suggest you go out there, and that's at 335 West Michigan Street in DeLand. You can also go to their website, qualitygreenspecialist.com. Thank you, Lizzie, for doing such a great job. Melissa, thank you for helping out. I'm honored that you're here. I just really had a fun time today. Big thank you to all our callers and texters. Tell your family and friends to listen, too. You can share us on Facebook, like our Facebook page. Join me next week for more Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to, no, still a little bit on. Melissa, are you going to be back next week? No.
No, not unless you, well.
That's okay.
Is that a job?
Yeah. Today's the day for jobs, and so I'm really pleased to hear. So we will get this down, and we're going to be right back. Thank you, everyone. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. See you next week.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.